What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, July 12th, 2022, getting into the week here. And again, another very, very busy news day. We're going to have a lot to talk about. And until we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions, Mike is in our control room taking care of business. So let's get right on into it. Now, last night, too much fanfare. The first color images from the James Webb Space Telescope started to be released. They released one last night at a special presentation at the White House so Biden could stand there and say whatever he was going to say here. We'll get into that in a little bit. And I noticed one of the weird headlines that came on about James Webb is everywhere, and it should be. I mean, this is a major, major accomplishment. Don't get me wrong about this. But one of the headlines was, we now know what a galaxy 13 billion light years away is made of. Spoiler alert, it's pretty much the same stuff our own galaxy is made of. Okay, but we're looking forward to seeing all kinds of things coming on out. And the first image that they released at the White House was a wide angle, well, for James Webb, wide angle, the NIRCam image, a deep field image where they basically point the telescope into what they think is a dark area of the sky and let expose for a long time just to see what's there. And to nobody's surprise, it came on out just absolutely chock full of galaxies spinning off into the distance. And again, you know, what we're going to see now is all the supporters of the Big Bang Theory are going to say, oh, the universe must be older than we thought. The Big Bang has to be pushed on back, rather than perhaps go back and take a look at that first assumption that the only possible explanation for the red shift observed in the sky is relative velocity, especially because the observed red shift in the sky is quantized. It exists in discrete intervals, which would not be the case if we were dealing with relative velocities of these objects. There's actually a lot of evidence saying that something else is going on. We know that redshift can be caused by phenomena like Rayleigh scattering. And, this whole Big Bang moment of creation is basically being pushed by religious interests. And just like they pushed the geocentric solar system model to the point of torturing people about it. And it really is. It's religion. Moment of creation. And yet any physicist will tell you that matter and energy cannot be either created or destroyed, only changed in one form to another, which is the secret behind the atomic bomb and the solar energy and so forth and so on. And the James Webb Telescope is already showing us that the universe just keeps on going and going and going. And, you know, there is no obvious edge where things run out and it's just void beyond that. So it really is time to take a look at that whole Big Bang theory again. Because frankly, I think it's a scientific goof, just like epicycles was a goof, and COVID-19 vaccines were a goof, so forth and so on. Anyway, getting on back to Joe Biden, when he's there at the White House, watching this image coming in from the greatest achievement in space-based telescopes so far, came on out and said, "I wonder what the press is like in those other places," which was meant to be a jab at the press, which has not been very favorable toward him lately. Nobody laughed at Biden's comment. If he was trying to make a joke, it just failed miserably. Most people basically saw it as being disrespectful, not just of the press itself, but of the achievement that was on display right next to him. It was like, no big deal here. All right, getting into the abortion maelstrom, and it is still out there. Joe Biden has signed an executive order creating an abortion task force. And, you know, there's You know, he made this comparison to the civil rights movement, saying that a right to abortion is equivalent to guaranteeing non-whites the same civil rights as, you know, as white people. And it was a bit of a reach there, but he's gone ahead and done it. Meanwhile, Biden is now threatening to strip Medicare status from hospitals that fail to perform abortions in emergency situations, even if their state has a ban on the procedure. Now, to the best of my knowledge, every single abortion law in this country does have exemptions and provisions for emergency situations regarding saving the life of the mother. So it's really kind of a pointless thing that he did. And he's basically grandstanding because Biden wants to make abortion the issue for the coming midterm elections. You know, forget about Ukraine, forget about the economy, forget about LGBTQ in the classrooms, forget about all that stuff, certainly forget about Afghanistan. You know, it's going to be abortion, abortion, abortion. Unfortunately, according to this article from the Conservative View, Biden is overestimating voters' support for abortion. Yeah, large numbers of voters really do think there should be some restrictions on the procedure. And there, if there's going to be an impact on abortion on the midterm elections, it may well go toward the red and away from the blue. So maybe a major political miscalculation there. Meanwhile, demonstrating that when liberal Democrats don't get their way, they get noisy. Abortion activists terrorized a pro-life attorney's home, throwing smoke bombs and firecrackers at his house. The police stood by and did absolutely nothing. Meanwhile, Senator Josh Hawley kind of ignited a firestorm. Actually, what he did is he set a trap. There was this Berkeley law professor, Kiara Bridges, during a Senate hearing on the abortion issue. And this Berkeley law professor came on out and branded Josh Hawley as transphobic when Hawley said, "No, I don't think men can get pregnant." And I don't know what this Berkeley law professor was thinking she was going to accomplish, but out here in the real world, yeah, we all know that males do not get pregnant and carry the babies to term, unless you're a seahorse. All right? And that's basically it. So, yeah, if this is what Berkeley has sunk to at this point, boy, they're not the university I knew when I was living in California. Now, getting on back to this Biden story, where he said there was this abused 10-year-old girl living in Ohio, was 6 weeks pregnant, and had to travel to here in Indiana for an abortion after being raped. Now, the story was a centerpiece of Biden's speech last Friday, in which he attacked the Ohio law that places limits on abortions. And already a lot of people are saying the story doesn't seem to be substantiated. The Ohio Attorney General says his office has no report of this girl being raped and made pregnant. It just really isn't there. And in any event, Ohio's abortion law does allow abortions in the event of rape. So surprise, 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 Biden lied to us again. And I think the real surprise would be if Biden actually told us the truth about anything. That would be a real surprise. I'd be shocked. I'd probably have a heart attack and just fall over right here. Oh, my God, the president told the truth. I'm gone. Anyway, one of the pieces of propaganda spin that we keep hearing from the pro-abortion people is that this is all health care. It's reproductive health. Abortion is reproductive health. No, it isn't. It's murdering an individual human being. And they're out there saying that unborn human life is just a meaningless clump of cells. And now they're saying that's true right up to the very moment of birth. And again, this article hits a point that I've been hitting before. Rather than take responsibility for one's health before getting pregnant, the screaming band she's fouling up America's streets are demanding federally endorsed access to abortion clinics as a form of birth control. Trust me, condoms are a lot cheaper and easier and less traumatic. You know, I know there's some women out there who are saying, I'm proud of my abortions. You know, they wear T-shirts. I've had 21 abortions. Congratulations, your vagina has more confirmed kills than my AR-15. But if you talk to most women who've had an abortion, it's a very difficult, traumatic experience to go through. And it would be best if, again, you took responsibility for your own sexuality and used a condom. And if you're hanging out with a guy who isn't willing to use a condom, lose the guy right then and there. And, you know, just or if he can show you a vasectomy scar here. So true birth control means not getting pregnant in the first place, not just killing the kid once it's actually in existence. Okay. Now, there is this individual, Abby Johnson. She is currently a pro-life advocate. She used to be a director at a Planned Parenthood clinic and said what basically changed her, turned her around and turned her into a pro-life advocate was actually witnessing what goes on during an abortion. You know, where they're basically just, you know, cutting up the baby into pieces and taking it out one at a time. And it's a very ugly situation. And so Johnson is now an activist. And she says, I think a big part of the problem is that most pro-abortion activists are completely unaware of what the procedure is actually like and how barbaric it is. And I think that might not be that might be one thing that somebody comes into the clinic and says, I want an abortion. You say, sure, sit down. We're going to show you a video of exactly what's going to happen. Let them think about that for a little bit. Meanwhile, out in Arizona, there's a district court judge, Douglas Reyes, an Obama appointee, struck down a law in Arizona giving civil rights to unborn children. This law says basically unborn children, you know, children being carried by the mother, are people with constitutional rights. And Reyes struck down the law saying that people with ordinary intelligence may not be able to understand it. That we get a lot of that from the liberals. So if you don't understand our point of view and agree with us, you must be mentally deficient. Okay. And I know for a fact I'm not. I mean, you know, I can feel age deterioration, but, you know, I'm certainly not in Biden country just yet here. Interestingly enough, the womensystems.com has a story about how restaurants are now offering incentives to men who are getting vasectomies. And actually, with the repeal of Roe versus Wade, a lot of men are now getting vasectomies. They want to go out and have fun. Hopefully, they're freezing their sperm against the possibility of wanting a child somewhere down the road. And they're getting things like free milkshakes and other stuff like that for the vasectomies. Okay, getting into our political situation, a lot of attention is coming back to focus on Steve Bannon, who had been refusing to testify before the January 6th committee, citing executive privilege under Donald Trump. Well, recently, Donald Trump waived that privilege so that Bannon can testify to the January 6th committee. And Bannon has said he will testify as long as his testimony is a public, you know, with TV feed hearing so that the January 6th committee cannot manipulate his words and change what he's saying, which they have been doing a lot of that. Okay, now there is this gentleman from Kentucky, Jordan Rebelet. And he is basically sentenced to serve 1 year of supervised probation, 80 years of community service, and 14 days in jail. for going into the Capitol building. And he had testified that a Capitol Police officer had let people into the Capitol building. And we have seen the videotapes showing that's exactly what happened. The Capitol Police opened the door and beckoned them on in. They were being just, you know, lambs to the slaughter. They were being set up. Now, the January 6th committee accidentally dumped some data showing there was a second stage set up at the Supreme Court building, and that's what Donald Trump wanted people to march to. Now, the Supreme Court is directly behind the U.S. Capitol from the ellipse, and this revelation debunks the entire insurrection narrative. But you can count on the January 6th committee to keep pushing this. Meanwhile, Liz Cheney is disappointed. The January 6th committee is saying at this point they don't really have any legal grounds to bring a criminal charge against Donald Trump, which is what Liz Cheney wanted to have happen. Too bad, Liz. And also, she's really sinking in the polls. Now, Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert was reported to the FBI on Sunday after she posted a tweet commenting about Biden's most recent speech in which he was reading directions off the teleprompter, end of quote, repeat line. And she got reported to the FBI for that, saying, you know, it's time for this president to go. Which, yeah, well, he never should have been in there in the first place. They stole election. Meanwhile, underscoring the double standards of the Democrats and the hypocrisy, do you remember when the media really tore into Donald Trump because he celebrated Cinco de Mayo with a taco bowl from a restaurant in Trump Tower? Well, Jill Biden came on out with a comment about Hispanics, comparing them to breakfast tacos, and you know, a lot of Hispanics in America, first of all, they hate the term Latinx, and they're very upset over what Jill Biden said, and yet the media, you know, they're giving Jill Biden a pass on that. Okay, a former FBI intelligence chief, Kevin Brock, said he is confident that Clinton's 26 campaign used contrived information to fabricate the false Trump-Russia collusion negative, adding that it was more than just a political dirty trick. He said political dirty tricks usually have some foundation in truth, but they just made the stuff up. So, yeah, and we knew that, but now we have, you know, as some of these people are retiring, they're coming home to Jesus and saying, yeah, it was all made up here. There's another poll. This one came out in the New York Times and Siena College survey. 64% of Democrats said they would prefer the party have a new presidential nominee in 2024. And respondents cited Biden's age and his job performance as the top two reasons for wanting another nominee. Now, this, of course, is going to clear the way for another Democratic nominee to step on up. And so it's not a surprise that we are already hearing whispers of Hillary Clinton 2024. And obviously, if Hillary is going to run in 2024, she has to get Biden out of office, and I doubt she's going to get him to take a stroll down in Fort Marcy Park. Now, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about the New York Times poll showing 64% of Democrats don't want Biden in 2024, and gave this very meandering, long-winded, non-answer answer to the reporters. And the New York Times is definitely changing its tune on Joe Biden. They're saying basically at 79, Biden is testing the boundaries of age and the presidency. And they said the longer Biden delays an announcement he's not running in 2024, the more he will appear to have been pushed out when he does not make it. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth and a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about domestic politics. Now, despite the New York Times coming on out and suggesting Biden get out of the way of Hillary for 2024, Biden himself still seems intent on running in 2024. But rumors are flying that Biden is looking into the idea of replacing Vice President Kamala Harris, just the way John F. Kennedy was going to replace Lyndon Johnson in his second term had he not been assassinated, of course. So in a piece published in Newsweek, Professor Jason Nichols notes how we are stuck with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And so we're going to see. I mean, they can't run Kamala Harris in 2024. Nobody's going to vote for her. I mean, look how terrible she did in the primaries back in 2020. Meanwhile, Donald Trump had a huge rally up in Alaska and basically called out resident Joe Biden for unraveling American prosperity faster than any president in U.S. history. Basically came on out saying that the United States currently is being led by fools. I wholeheartedly agree. Okay, because our leadership are professional politicians for the most part. They don't know how to do anything else other than politics. When this country was started, our government was a part-time job. You had, George Washington had his plantation. Thomas Jefferson was a lawyer. Ben Franklin was an inventor and a publisher. Paul Revere was a silversmith. And, they would volunteer to take part in the government. They weren't even paid for what they did, and they only met for a short interval every once in a while. And since then, we have evolved this full-time professional ruling class that don't really understand what they're trying to manage. Remember, there was somebody who called the internet a series of tubes. I mean, that's how bad it is. Meanwhile, this open border flood the country with illegal immigrants, and they're all going to vote Democrats plan, may have been doing a faceplant. Because now we're seeing the rise of Hispanic Republican women, and they are doing very well out there, and Democrats are now very, very concerned that they may have hoisted with their own petard in that particular demographic. All right, let's talk about Hunter Biden. Oh, my goodness, what an interesting situation is going on there, although you would never know it if you were watching ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, NPR, or any of the major newspapers. They could care less. Hunter Biden's iCloud account has been hacked and leaked, and it is revealing new depths of depravity, criminality, criminal pedophilia. Hunter Biden called Joe Biden Pedo Peter in his iPhone contacts. Now, spinmeisters are out there trying to claim that 4chan is going through the old laptop. No, 4chan has Hunter's iCloud data cracked. It was a backup from several devices, in fact, a couple of dozen devices, and they now have 500 gigabytes, half a terabyte of new data that they're going through and they're releasing. And even more embarrassing for the Bidens, the Secret Service confirmed yesterday that it is aware of reports that the contents of Hunter Biden's iCloud account were hacked, exposing alleged texts, pictures, and videos of the president's son doing drugs and engaging in other salacious and illegal activities. Now, Senator Ron Johnson on Sunday basically came on out charging the FBI has not been forthright about potential criminal activity contained in the material found on the laptop belonging to Hunter Biden. Basically, he says the FBI has done squat in the Hunter Biden probe. And Senator Johnson said to me, there seems to be all kinds of potential criminal activity on that computer. And the FBI will not answer the questions about potential conflict of interest with some interactions. And I presume those mean the interactions with Ukraine and China, especially China, in light of that huge transfer of the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to a Chinese company connected to Hunter Biden. Okay, and then there is Hunter Biden's sex life. I mean, this guy was getting more action than Hugh Hefner. And apparently he was doing so much engaging in prostitutions, the bank actually flagged his payments, and they temporarily froze his account because they thought somebody had stolen the card and was using it illegally. But no, it was all Hunter Biden. He spent over $30,000 on escorts. I mean, that's more than twice the what we paid for the Hyundai. And many of them were linked to Russian email addresses. And they worked for a, quote, model agency, end quote, called Uber GFE between November 2018 and March 2019. And in the spirit of research, I went over to Uber GFE's website. And, boy, those girls look really young. What can I tell you? All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of
the and welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about Hunter Biden. And, you know, it may be that somebody somewhere is going to catch up to him. The FBI is obviously out there trying to protect him. But prosecutors may actually have a case for federal prostitution offenses against Hunter Biden. And this goes back to where he spent $30,000 on escorts in a 5-month period. And Hunter Biden wrote checks to this Ukrainian woman. The transactions were red flagged by J.P. Morgan Chase. And apparently Hunter Biden was transporting hookers across state lines and disguising the checks to them as payments for medical services. So a little bit of stuff out there. I mean, this is a bad guy. You know, I mean, after his brother died, you know, he humped the widow. I mean, this just disgusting. It really is here. And as I mentioned before, amid all of these scandals surfacing, we are noticing that Biden is going very soft on China. He just sent them a huge amount of oil from our strategic petroleum reserves at a time when prices are going through the roof here in the United States of America. And it basically says that, you know, Hunter Biden is obviously with a lifestyle like that, you know, and videotaping everything, which I understand that's part of the thrill. You know, he's wide open to blackmail. And through him, you know, Joe Biden can be controlled. This is a national security threat that nobody seems to want to deal with because it might embarrass the Democratic Party here. Anyway, let's see. Hunter Biden popped up at Thursday's Medal of Freedom ceremony to shake hands and talk to everybody and, you know, greet the network from his front row perch, even as he awaits indictment by a grand jury in Delaware over his shady foreign business dealings, most lucratively in China. So it's definitely, you know, there's something happening. And, of course, Joe Biden can just write him a pardon. You know, benefits of being the president, you know, whatever they convict Hunter Biden of, you know, I, the president, have granted a full pardon, blah, 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 blah. Getting on back to Twitter and the Elon Musk saga, where it started out Elon Musk saying, I'm going to buy Twitter, and Twitter saying, no, you are not, no, you are not, no, you are not. Then Twitter said, well, yeah, I guess you can, I guess you can. Then Elon Musk said, no, you're overcharging me. And now Twitter is saying, we're going to sue you to complete the deal at the original determined price here. And now Elon Musk has come on out basically saying he's had analysts look at Twitter and estimates that up to 90% of Twitter's entire user base is fake. And it's being promoted as this massive central go-to place in order to use it as a propaganda device to try and control what Americans are thinking about the world and their government. Getting into the issue of election fraud, which we need to make a big stink about, especially going into the midterms here. Former Attorney General William Barr has been subpoenaed in a defamation lawsuit filed by Dominion Voting Systems against Fox News. Dominion is suing anybody who was out there saying, we think your machines may not be entirely honest. This is called lawfare. We're going to bankrupt you with legal fees for daring to question whether we're honest or not. So, Dominion filed a subpoena Barr, who served as then-President Donald Trump's attorney general, according to the court docket for the case. Fox News pushed accusations against Dominion, including claims the voting machine company rigged the 2020 election to maintain, well, Dominion saying they only did it to maintain viewers and make a profit. And so, yeah, they're fighting to keep the lid on this, and it's really not working very well. I mean, half of Americans are expecting there will be fraud in the midterm elections. If you've got half of America knowing the elections are not secure, you have lost the fight to keep a lid on election fraud in this country. That is just the reality here. Okay, over 63,000 early voters in Pinal County, Arizona, were sent the wrong ballots. Okay, and again, it's already starting. The stealing of the vote is definitely out there. Now, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who has endured a lot of criticism for seeming to avoid some of these controversial election fraud issues, he is claiming to be investigating a possible election crime related to a Democrat campaign office just outside of Atlanta. Now, according to Fox News, Raffensperger's office will be looking into whether the Democrat Party violated an existing state statute that prohibits electioneering, which means standing outside the polling place promoting a candidate. You're not allowed to stand within so many feet of a polling place. And I think it's 250 feet. I don't remember. No, it's 150 feet. And The Democrat Party reportedly set up a campaign office 150 feet, the state-required distance from a Georgia polling place. However, Jason Sneed, the executive director of Honest Elections Project, said that this was bending the rules. Okay, apparently the campaign headquarters was within sight of the Georgia polling place, and its windows allegedly included political messages that encouraged voters to cast their ballots for Democrats. This is not the first time that Georgia has garnered the spotlight for reports of alleged suspicious activity regarding elections. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Okay, now... Trump-endorsed U.S. Senate candidate Blake Masters had a comment regarding the Biden administration's lawsuit against the Arizona voter citizenship requirement. And basically said, we need to have voter ID and citizenship requirements. Voting is a privilege that only legal U.S. citizens are allowed to use, and bringing in a bunch of illegal immigrants and setting things up so that they can vote for more free stuff, you know, bread and circuses from the party of the bread and circuses, the Democrats, you know, it's got to stop. And even without the illegal immigrants, I mean, there were so many cases of multiple votes and double votes and dead people voting. Yeah, there has to be stronger control. I mean, you need an ID to drive a car. You need an ID to buy cigarettes. You need an ID to buy alcohol. You need an ID to go fishing or hunting, certainly to buy a gun. You even need an ID to prove you've been vaccinated. But voting, no, wide open. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, the Biden regime and indeed the federal government are buying cell phone location data on millions of Americans through private brokers. This is the same type of data used by the 2000 Mules investigators. Now, remember when 2000 Mules came on out and they said, oh, that location data, it's useless, it's inaccurate. Well, apparently Biden and the government are changing their tune now, and they're scooping up this information so that they can keep track on where we're all going, which in my case is pretty boring. Okay. Getting into COVID-19, and this was to be expected, Biden's Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra told reporters there's a strong chance we'll see a resurgence of the COVID virus just in time for the midterm elections. Okay, and so everybody will be required to vote by mail. And I think we've already seen the problems of what happens when you order a president through the mail. Okay, you don't, you know, it never matches the picture in the catalog, does it? Now, we're still getting drops of information from the FDA because of that Freedom of Information Act request. And to bring you up to date on the backstory on this, there was an advocacy group, Medical Professionals and Workers for Transparency, filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the FDA, requesting copies of all the documents that had been used in the issuance of the emergency use authorization for the Pfizer mRNA COVID vaccines. The FDA, which is subject to the Freedom of Information Act, came on back and said, yeah, we'll release all the data, but it's going to take us about 75 years. The judge in the case said, no, that is ridiculous. It only took 108 days for the FDA to grant the emergency use authorization, and said the information would have to be released much more quickly. I think he said October is the deadline for all of it to be coming on out. So the latest drop of pages reveals that Pfizer is fully aware that its COVID-19 vaccine could trigger mass depopulation of the world. The June 1st dump contains a document called Reissue 5.3.6 Post-Marketing Experience PDF. And this is also the same document in which I found out that PMR is an adverse vaccine reaction. And page 12 has this data on getting Pfizer's flu injections during the pregnancy and lactation. It turns out 90% of pregnant women, actually it was 87%, suffered miscarriages, okay? And that is a terrible adverse effect that was hidden from the American people when they were out there saying, you've got to get jabbed, you've got to get jabbed, you've got to get jabbed. 87% of pregnant women who got the jab in the trials lost their babies. 87%. Just think about that. That smacks of medically induced genocide. Meanwhile, there is a leaked video showing Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg blasting the COVID-19 vaccines to his inner circle, saying the jabs are experimental, warning his staff to be very cautious about the unproven gene technology. And quite a shock considering how Facebook has been out there in lockstep saying, get the shot, get the shot, get the shot, get the shot. And, you know, anybody saying on Facebook, what Zuckerberg is saying in this video would be censored, canceled, and deplatformed. So a little hypocrisy and double standard there. Meanwhile, over in China, they're going to require all COVID-19 patients under home quarantine to wear an electronic bracelet to stop them from leaving their homes. And this was approved by Beijing last month as part of the new chief executive John Lee's cabinet said that the government recommends to roll out these bracelets to prevent COVID patients from visiting public venues in order to enforce the mandatory quarantines. And you can bet that's going to be happening here as well. Meanwhile, we mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again. Russia is reporting that it has destroyed U.S.-made Harpoon missile launchers in Ukraine. And several Harpoon anti-ship missile units were targeted by a ground-launched Iskander missile strike in the Odessa region. Last week, Russia claimed it destroyed two Harpoon missile systems near the village of Lyman in the same region. So this appears to have been an additional attack, and more of those Harpoon missile systems, which you paid for, you know, are now rubble on the ground. You know, it's very nice of the U.S. government to provide these targets for Russia to target practice on. Okay. Meanwhile, story coming on out of Aleppo News. Western mercenaries are often considered the mainstay of all foreign personnel fighting for the Kiev regime, although they're the ones with the most media exposure. The truth is there are mercenaries from all around the world fighting for Kiev. Kiev has got all this money they got from the United States, from you, with which to hire the mercenaries. And so Ukraine is now a hotbed, not just for mercenaries, but even for Islamic terrorists fighting on behalf of the Kiev regime. So that place is going to be a mess when the war is over and all these terrorists and mercenaries don't have anything to do. Well, they're going to go back to old habits and stuff. I don't see them as really sitting down and just watching a lot of TV. Meanwhile, a new report from the United Nations found that Ukrainian officials ignored a nursing home's request to evacuate its elderly and disabled residents to safety and instead allegedly mined the surrounding roads and had the military take up positions in the care facility using the residents as human shields. So that's a war crime definitely right there. Meanwhile, Ruslan Onyshenko, the former commander of the notorious Ukrainian Tornado Battalion, whose fighters were convicted of torturing people in the Donbass, has reportedly been released from jail to rejoin the fight against Russia. And so Ukraine said, go on out and do what it is that you do. So he may reconstitute the Tornado Brigade or something similar to it. Meanwhile, another article, this from TASS, the European Union is not using the full range of tools to enforce Lithuania to allow the transit of goods to Kaliningrad. This is from Russia's charged affairs in Lithuania, Sergei Ryabkovan, Rabicon, told the Rossiya 24 channel yesterday. In my opinion, the European Union is not using the full range of tools and levers to force Vilnius to do what it should do if the EU really intends to do what it said. I don't see that. So, in other words, they're saying the EU very tacitly agrees with Lithuania's blockade of Kaliningrad. Okay, the United States is now claiming to have killed the Syria chief of Daesh, or ISIS, in a drone strike. This is Maher al-Agat, the leader of Daesh terrorist group in Syria and one of the top four Daesh leaders overall, was killed as a result of a U.S. military airstrike in Syria, according to NBC, citing the U.S. Central Command. Now, maybe, maybe not. We've had reports that this or that terrorist leader has been killed, only to have them resurface a couple of months later to get killed again for the headlines. And then a couple of months later, they resurface and are killed again for the headlines. So I'm not too sure about this one. Washington is goodness, how time flies when you're talking about the end of the world. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here. Before we get back to the serious news, I got to share this with you. There is a candidate running for the House of Representatives, Irene Armendariz Jackson, and she came on out saying that Jill Biden may think that Hispanics are only as unique as tacos, but I actually found the perfect taco for her husband, and she held up an empty taco shell. And yeah, very appropriate. Touche, and I hope she gets elected. Getting on back to the international news, Washington is contemplating lifting its ban on U.S. sales of offensive weapons to Saudi Arabia ahead of Joe Biden's visit to Riyadh later this week. Now, the restriction on offensive weapons is because they've been used in Yemen, and that has created a lot of bad press for the United States. And in fact, the Yemen crisis is casting a shadow on Biden's Saudi visit. And the U.S. has provided $54.6 billion in military aid to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates since they began bombing Yemen in March of 2015. It's another proxy war. This is not Saudi Arabia and the UAE's war. This is a U.S. war being subcontracted out, I guess is a good way to put it here. Meanwhile, the White House is saying that Iran is now supplying several hundred armed drones to Russia. And it may be possible. I know that Russia produces some very competent, capable drones. But Iran, ever since they hijacked that one U.S. drone some years ago, they have reverse engineered the technology and improved on it. And they do have a booming drone business. So, you know, it's interesting. The U.S. is shipping weapons all over the place, and yet they dare to point a finger at Iran for sending drones to Russia. Little bit of hypocrisy on there, that one. Okay, getting this is kind of interesting. Up in the Netherlands, there is this grocery store funded by Bill Gates. It's called the Picnic Store. And it's an online grocery store based in Almelo, Netherlands. It was set on fire overnight. They're saying it may have been an electrical fire. They're not really sure about that. It has come on out that this whole thing about nitrogen and climate gate and shutting down the farmers has nothing to do with the environment. The World Economic Forum wants the Dutch farmers' land. And this came from an interview with Ezra Levant of Rebel News with a Dutch activist. And she discussed the nitrogen policy being pushed by the World Economic Forum and its role in stealing farmland. And something that Bill Gates is also seeming to be involved in. I mean, if the bankers and Bill Gates own all the farmland, then they control the food that you eat. And, you know, you're going to have to do what they say or you will not be having dinner tonight. In fact, there was a rather alarming. Oh, we got to take a break here for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines 512-248-8252 and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.